I'm joined by Tammy McCoy. She's the executive director of both the Arts Center of Burlington and the Capitol Theater. And we move into a busy month for both of those organizations. In fact, Tammy, you were telling me that October, November, and December are typically your busiest months, particularly at the Capitol, but pretty busy at the Arts Center as well. Is that correct?
That is sure correct, yes.
All right. Well, again, you've got, well, it's first and third Fridays. You've got the Gallery Lounge, and that's also Art Hop Fridays, right?
That is correct. On the 4th, we have Kent Strabala and Aaron Wagner for live music, and the live music on October 18th is Jefferson Connection.
And I know that you've also got a big event happening on October 11th. I know I'm skipping over the event that you've other stuff, but we'll go back to that. You've got a No School Art Camp happening on Friday. That is for the kiddos, is that right?
Yes, there's no school on Friday, October 11th, so we're having an art day. So you can sign your kids up for the whole day, like it would be just about the same amount of time as a school day, or they can just come for half a day. If they come for the whole day, they do need to bring a sack lunch. They're going to have a movie, an art project, a snack. It should be a lot of fun. And this is for grades kindergarten through fifth grade.
And you've got another huge event. You've got a huge event called Color Our Future. It's your annual meeting and social night fundraiser coming up that evening, right?
That's right, October 11th from 6 to 9. We're just kind of like telling people life is a blank canvas, so we're going to create, we want you to help us create a vibrant future for the arts in Burlington and in the lives of your young people. Anyone's invited. We would love to have anyone come from the community. Tickets are for sale at the Arts Center. They're $40 in advance, $50 at the door. Includes food. We're going to have a cash bar and live music and art. We will be doing some art projects that night and just talking about the importance of art in our community.
All right. Well, let's go back to Monday, October 7th through November 11th, or Wednesdays, October 9th through the 13th. Adult Pottery Wheel with Lillian Rubin. You've got beginners and intermediate classes, right?
Yes, Lillian is teaching a few pottery classes, and if you haven't taken one, or if you have, you definitely need to take advantage of this. We're going to learn how to center, raise clay, and make bowls and mugs, so it should be a fun pottery class with Lillian. And I do want to backtrack a little bit more. We also finished putting up the David Garrison Gallery exhibit yesterday. So that is officially up, and we will have opening night during our gallery lounge on the 4th. And then David's reception, where you can hear him talk a little bit, is from 1 to 3 on Sunday, October 6th.
David Garrison, a truly outstanding artist with Burlington roots, and again, that's what's happening there. But you've got, let's see, I know a lot of people, you think of drawing, and a lot of people think, well, okay, stick figures. It's sort of like, you know, like a charades or something. But there is, you've got, beginner drawing with Heidi Merrick, how to actually draw real stuff, right?
Yeah, actually draw real stuff, yes. And she teaches with the use of pencils and charcoal. And you just start learning how to draw with the basic drawing tools and the basic drawing simple objects and doing some still lives. And Heidi is wonderful. You will really like her. If you are thinking about learning how to draw, this is the class for you for sure.
And you've got an open studio clay with Jesse Tucci. That's on Saturdays the 19th and 26th. And November 9th is a glaze for that. So that's something else that's coming up as a class, right?
Yes, and you can just bring your own ideas and you can just play around with the clay. Jesse will have some examples there for you, and she'll also be there to instruct you and help you with anything you need. But it's kind of just open, and you can come and experience the clay yourself however you want.
So many classes, and she's also got an abstract tiles for grades 3 through 6 on Monday the 21st, 4:30 to 5:30. So it's for the younger generation, right?
Right, grades 3 through 6, and they just roll out a slab of clay, and then they'll use stamps to make some abstract images on the surface. Then they're going to add some color, and once that dries a little, they're going to cut out four squares or circles that can be hung on the wall or in their room.
Halloween is coming up, of course, and Thursday the 24th from 6 to 7:30, BYOB Acrylic Painting Workshop Pumpkin with Liz Harvey. What is that all about?
Well, it's our guided step-by-step paint on the canvas. So the instructor will show you each step of the way how to paint the finish. She'll have a finished product painting there for you to see, and she'll show you step-by-step how to create that yourself. And, you know, even though she's showing you how to do it step-by-step, everyone's turns out just a little bit different because we're each got our own little bit of style to us. And so they always come out really fun and unique.
All right, and you've got Frightening Friday or Scary Saturday coming up following that, is right, right? What's
that's
that
right.
all about?
Well, that's a family canvas day. So this is for families to come in together, and they can create a kind of a hauntingly fun family portrait. So you'll each receive a 16 by 20 canvas, and from there, each family member will add their own personal imprint and some embellishments of their own decisions, and it should be a lot of fun for the family, something to do together.
And there's something on Saturday, too, from 1 to 4, meditation and art. That sounds like an interesting event, too.
Yeah, Rachel Grant with Mother Moon Yoga will be joining us, and she will take you through some meditative relaxation exercises, and art is you will be doing some artwork as you meditate. So it is a fantastic class. If you haven't tried it yet, you really need to. It's very nice and relaxing. And maybe a good thing to do right before the busy holiday season starts coming upon us.
All right. And, of course, the Capitol Theater, you said it's a very busy month at the Capitol, too, right?
Yes. We have a bunch of free fright flicks, so Scary Movie Month, and those are free. So if you want to find out the schedule for all of our movies, you can go to BurlingtonCapitolTheater.com, go to events and tickets, and you click on movies, and it will show you the movie schedule. I'll just go through them real quick. We've got for the free fright flicks, we've got The Last Man on Earth. We've got White Zombie, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Let's see, what else do we have? We have Carnival of Souls and Night of the Living Dead. Those are all free. But coming up here live, oh, go ahead.
I'm just laughing at Night of the Living Dead because it is a real hoot.
It is. These are fun old time movies that you're just going to have fun watching again. We also have Hotel Transylvania 2 coming up at 2 o'clock on the 6th, trying to make sure I'm not we've got a few other things. John Carpenter's Halloween will be playing on the 25th.
Okay. That's the very first one, right, yeah.
Yes, the very first one. So that should be a lot of fun. And but coming up this weekend, the 4th, October 4th, we have comedian Bruce Baum here with us. So tickets are available, and we'd love to have you join us for that. We also have the Neverly Brothers coming back on October 12th. Singing some of those old-time 50s and 60s songs, and they were a big hit last time they were here. So I know that if you missed them or if you came, you're going to want to come back. But kind of our big thing that we've got going on is October 19th, Carrie Prom Party. So if many of you remember, Carrie was the last movie shown at the Capitol Theater when it closed down for several years before we renovated it and reopened it. And so in celebration of that and the fact that it's Halloween, we are starting out at Bent River. This is sponsored by Bent River, and there will be a prom party at Bent River, and you come dressed in your prom, maybe your 70s prom attire.
I go back to the 70s, okay.
yeah, me too. And it should be a lot of fun. And then from there, you'll come to the Capitol Theater, and you will find that Carrie has been there ahead of you, and then we will be showing the movie Carrie. So it should be a lot of fun. Tickets are available at the Capitol Theater box office or online.
What was the last movie becomes alive again. Only the prom continues to be alive as well.
That's right.
All of that is going on. And for more information, just go to BurlingtonCapitolTheater.com. You'll find a whole list of all of the things. ArtCenterOfBurlington.com for all of the things happening at the Art Center. A very busy month of October. Tammy McCoy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.